Stockholm Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA graduate in history at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, June 19, 1951, the Barbados Advocate published a feature with the headline Spikestown and its environs. According to the writer, quote, Spikestown Shopping Center of the Leeward Parishes resembles very much a small English fishing village, end quote. An interesting point emphasized by the article was that the one main street had three names. Quote, from the southern entrance to the center of town, it is called Queen Street. Further down, until it reaches the police station, it is called Orange Street. The remainder of the main street is called Sand Street, end quote. Environmental concerns were also mentioned. It was stated that during the hurricane season, the waves reached inland, leaving debris when they retreated. Furthermore, the houses, which seemed to be in disrepair, had, quote, very little yard, and in some cases, the yards need not be swept, as the inrushing waves constantly keep them clean, end quote. The Salt Pond River, which flowed through the town, was also mentioned. The writer noted that a bridge had recently been installed, and the river resembled a lake when there was no rainfall. According to the feature, in 1939, the Fightstown police station had been constructed. There was a family atmosphere among the constables who gathered in their recreation room that was outfitted with a table tennis board and radio. Added to this was a kitchen where meals could be prepared. The fire station was situated in the yard of the police station, but was described as no more than a firehouse due to its size and the lack of significant equipment. The article indicated there was a blacksmith shop that was run under a sandbox tree, owned by W.L. Graves and manned by the smithy Chesterfield Maxwell for 16 years. However, business had decreased as motor vehicles gained prominence. There were three watch repairers in town, however, Carlisle Corbin was the oldest and most experienced and had conducted his business in the blacksmith shop for 25 years. Alfred Payne's bakery was also noted as a feature of Spikestown, where not only was bread baked for sale, but residents of that community could bring their items to be baked for a small fee. Church Street is also known due to the presence of St. Peter Parish Church, which was built in the 18th century. The entrance is located on Orange Street, and a processional through the vestry rooms leads one to the St. Peter Girls' School on the other side. The article also highlighted the bustling marketplace, which it said, quote, is only a shed, but is regularly crowded with fish vendors and housewives from the city, end quote. Along with these, a library, post office, assembly room, gas station, cinema, cold storage plant, and two jetties were features in the town. Added to these were, quote, the Boys Club and the Alexandra School with its attractive gardens, end quote. In recent years, many have lamented the decline of Spikestown and have called for a rehabilitation of this important town. Interestingly, on this day, June 19, 1951, the Barbados Advocate published a feature indicating that it was the main shopping area of the Leeward Parishes.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.